You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
People ask the question, what is God's will? But for different people, pag sinabi mong God's will, iba-iba rin. Pag sinabi ng God's will, yung iba, it's the plan, it's the direction, it's the road signs. Kumbaga, yan yung mapa ng Panginoon. Yan yung mapa ng Panginoon para sa buhay natin. And it says, para sa iba, yung God's will, kapag may favor, ha, talagang kunwari, business, okay, tapos lumalago yung business, God's will talaga to kasi lumalago. Pero pag hindi na lumalago, hindi na God's will. Bakit ganun, di ba? Minsan, nag-iiba. Yung iba naman, pag sinabi mong God's will, it's a career path. Or, you know, what is God's will? Ano ba kaya yung will ni God? It's a specific institution. Or maybe you're in that place, you're looking for a job. Or this specific, you know, office, gusto ko dito. Or this scholarship, or this ticket to visa to another nation. You know, this training opportunity. Yun yung God's will. For some people, it's a lifetime partner. Okay? If your name is Phoebe Encarnacion, di ba? Ang tanong mo, ang prayer mo, let God's will be done, di ba? Dan Encarnacion. Okay? So for some people you ask, di ba? Lord, is she the one? Okay? Siya ba yung i-date ko sa Avengers sa Friday? Oh, yun na ba yun? Or siya ba yung pang battleship? Pang gera? Ayaw dun sa superhero. You know, you ask, man, what is God's will? And it's different for each one. What is God's will? Or maybe, we should be asking, more importantly, even if you knew God's will, because many Christians actually have an idea of God's will, why should you live in it? Why should you live in the will of God? Because some people start off in the will of God, but somewhere in the middle, paghirap na sila, okay, minto na, bumabagal na, ayoko na, quit na ako. Okay, bakit kaya ganun? If you're in that place, you're living God's will, you might want to ask yourself, why will you continue to live in God's will? You know, this series wants to answer that. Today, I want to focus on the nature of God's will. Next week, we're going to talk about how do I know God's will for my life? And on the third week, we'll talk about, how do I know God's will? Do you have that on the PowerPoint? The third week is about how will I obey God's will in my life? Okay, so yung isa knowing, yung isa obeying God's will. Why do we need to seek God's will? You know, Acts chapter 20, verse 27, Paul, towards the end of his missionary days, he said, "For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." Madalas kasi pag tinatanong natin yung God's will, madalas yung situation lang natin yung naisip natin. Yung personal lang. Parang, okay na akong malaman ko yung God's will sa buhay ko, dead man na dun sa mga ibang tao. Okay? But there is what we call the whole will of God. When you talk about God's will, it is so vast, it is so big, and we don't need to know everything about God's will, but we need to grasp just a portion that God is willing to reveal to us. Now, some people, in fact, some Christians, they pursue to know God's will to such an extent. You know, that's not what God is asking from us. In fact, in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." Think about this. Pag sinabi mong God's will, hindi naman kailangan lahat malaman natin eh. Okay? So, may mga secret, kaya nga secret eh. And we should humble ourselves, you know, if we are to pursue God's will, we should be humble enough to identify that we cannot know it completely. Minsan kasi masyadong mystical din pag sinabi mong, "Naku, God's will, para sa mga spiritual lang yan, no?" Practical akong Kristiyano, hindi ko kailangan ng God's will, basta nagagawa ko yung kailangan kong gawin. Ganun ba yung, minsan, you have dinidemystify na sobra naman to another extreme. But you know what? God's will is very important to each one of us. And my proposition for us tonight is that we would find out what is God's will and why we ought to live in it. Why would we let Jesus, sabi nga ni Noel and the music team, why would we let Jesus take the wheel? Okay, pag nagmamaneho kayo, nasubukan niyo na ba yung may nagmamaneho sa tabi mo? Nakikiagaw sa steering wheel? Oh, yung 3-year-old ko, talagang, Papa, I wanna drive! No! We're going fast! Talagang, minsan ganun tayo eh, sa buhay natin. Half-half. Minsan si Lord nagmamaneho, minsan tayo nagmamaneho. You know what? Will you trust in God? Why will you give your allegiance, your devotion to God? Now, Romans chapter 12 will help us zoom in. Nasubukan niyo na ba mag-Google Maps? Okay? Pag nag-Google Maps ka, parang ganun tayo, nagpipray tayo, Lord, what is your will for me? Nandun lang tayo sa isang spot dun sa map. Pero sa Google Map, pag nag-zoom out ka, nakikita mo yung buong barangay. Tapos mamaya makikita mo na yung buong town. Tapos makikita mo na yung buong city, yung buong nation. Eventually, yung view mo, parang satellite ka na, nakita mo yung buong continent and buong planet. You know, ganun yung Google Maps. But I want us to take that stance right now and just zoom out a little so that we can understand the nature of God's will. The book of Romans talks about the righteousness of God. From chapters 1 to 3, yun po yung background nitong book of Romans. Actually, ang tanong ko dati, anong book sa Bible ang puno ng love? Huh? Song of Songs? Corinthians 13? Romans. Okay, kasi nasa Romans. Okay, so chapter 1 to 3 talks about the need for righteousness, the righteousness of God. Chapters 3 to 8, yung condition ni God for us to be right, in right relationship. Chapter 9 to 11, God's offer to Israel of being right with Him and Israel's rejection. Kasi ganun pala yung God's will. Pwede mong i-reject yung God's will. May portion, may part doon na may role yung tayo. Hindi, minsan kasi sasabi, eh, kung may God's will pala, bakit pa ako kailangan mag-desisyon? Huh? We're gonna get to that. I don't wanna get ahead of myself. Okay, and then chapter 12 is now the practical outworking of God's righteousness in our lives. Okay, so we go back to verse 1. It says, therefore, I urge you. The therefore comes from because God is a righteous God. Because God has made a way for us to be with Him, to have relationship with Him through Christ. Not of our doing, but of His doing. He's given us a choice. He says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy. Ito po yung konteksto. Dahil naintindihan natin na mahabagin ang Panginoon, na mapagmahal ang Panginoon, it says, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to the Lord. This is going to be very important towards the end of this message. I want for you to highlight that in your Bible. It says, to offer. Everybody say, to offer. Your bodies as living sacrifices. When a person offers his body, ibig sabihin, lahat na yun sama-sama. To offer yourself as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Kasi nung mga unang panahon, yung sakripisyo nila sa Jews, okay, mga patay na hayop, pinapatay yung hayop, tapos saka in-offer. But it says there, as a living sacrifice. Okay, mga buhay na sakripisyo, okay, holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship, which means this is your highest form of worship. It is from the core, galing sa puso. Okay, and verse 2, it says, here we go, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Okay, let me start with that word. Let me unpack this for you. To conform is to copy. Okay? Sinabi niya, because of this mercy of God, huwag mo nang kopyahin yung ginagawa ng mga makamundo. Nung dati, nasa mundo ka, do not, you know, conform to that anymore. Many of us are living like that. We call ourselves a Christian, but we still conform. I'm not talking about external things. I'm not talking about the way you dress. You know, yung iba, na-judge, maraming tattoo. Pwede ba yun, pastor? Madaming tattoo, pero Christian? Pero Bible-believing, Holy Spirit baptized? You know, it's not about the external things. To conform in this context, okay, was, you know, to pursue the things that people in the world, godless people, pursue. Are you with me? People who don't have a relationship with God, that's what it means. Sabi niya, don't do that anymore. Because your heart, your inside should reflect the kind of life that you live in Christ. It says, do not conform to this world. Ano ba itong this world? When you talk about this world, we're talking about a belief system. Values that are corrupt. Values that are not aligned with the Word of God. It is hostile to a relationship with God. It says, do not conform to that pattern. But B, what does it say? Transform. To be transformed, metamorphosed, to change from inside out. hindi panglabas. Because many people, you know, have a form of godliness, but they deny its power. Walang pagbabagong buhay. Walang katuwiran, walang katapatan, yung nakikita nyo. It says, be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Okay? Ibig sabihin, nagsisimula yung pagbabago sa isip. Now think about this. What are the choices that you make every day? You choose the kind of food to eat, the kind of music to listen, the places to go to, the kind of people you want to be with. You choose. But it starts in your mind. Before you even make a choice, and before you even say a word, okay, it starts with your mind. Therefore, this change should be starting from a renewing of the mind. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 talks about, you know, being renewed in knowledge, in the image of its creator. Bakit in the knowledge, in the image of its creator? Listen to this. The reason why people don't know what God's will is because, you know, or at least have a very vague picture of what God's will is, because we are not yet completely renewed. We are still being renewed in the knowledge of our God. Mapurul po ang utak natin. Especially, you know, we've spent so much time in sin before we came to know Christ. Even if you were, you know, raised up in a Christian home, let me tell you, we live in a foreign world, in a fallen world. We live in a system of beliefs that are corrupt, unbelieving. Let me tell you, many people will tell you, but there is good in the world. Yes, there is good in the world. But for the most part, it is a fallen world. And I'm here to tell you that these things that we watch, much of what we watch on TV or here on radio, if we do not filter it with the Word of God, we will be corrupted. In fact, kaya nga nahirapan tayo mag-pray. Ano ba talaga yung will mo, Lord? Kaya malabo, kumbaga sa antena, mahina ang signal. Okay? Yung reception. Kailangan mo galaw-galawin yung antena. That's why we seek counsel. I'm getting ahead of myself. Next week, we're gonna talk about that more. So it says here, then you will be able to test and approve God's will. To test and approve. In another version, it says, then you will be able to prove by experience. You will taste the will of God. You will experience. You will smell the will of God. You will live in the Word of God as you are renewed. You know, my proposition for you tonight, and I'm going to preach on this, is this one. Why would you live in God's will? Why will you want to experience God's will? My proposition is this. God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Because that's the Word of God says. And I'm going to unpack this in a way. Because, you know, when you talk about God's will, pag sinabi mo kasing will, yun yung paraan niya ng pagdidesisyon. Di po ba? Isipin mo yung best friend mo. Okay? Isipin mo na. Naisip nyo na? Bilis, no? Okay, naisip nyo na si best friend. Alam mo yung diskarte niya. Pagka nagka-problema siya sa labas, na-trouble siya, alam mo kung sino una niyang tatawagan. Tama po ba? Isipin nyo yung mga may asawa. Isipin nyo yung spouse ninyo. Kapag nagutom siya, ano ang una niyang okay gagawin? Ha? Mag-withdraw kung may pera at maghanap ng ano. Depende kung kilala niyo yung asawa niyo. Baka tumawag sa'yo at magpaluto. Depende. And you know that person's preference. Are you with me? That's yung decision capacity ng isang tao. That's the will. So pag sinabi mong God's will, para malaman mo yung will ni God, kailangan mo makilala kung sino si God. Kasi minsan inisip natin yung God's will is some heavenly scroll, you know, some divine vision and revelation or an audible voice. Kinausap ako ni Lord ngayon. Yung mga sky, yung mga ganun. Kumain ka na. Yung mga ganun tayo, yung mga naghihintay tayo ng sign from heaven. Naku, yung mga clouds, korteng ganito yung pangalan, no? Kathy, naku. Yung pangalan, yung clouds, siya na yun. Huh? Yung mga ganong, minsan naghihintay tayo ng mga ganong experience. You know what? God's will is revealed as we get to know God. And I want for you to write this down. The more you know God, the more you will pursue His will. Let me say that again. The more you know God, the more you will pursue His will. You need to know the nature of a person so that you can know the nature of God's will. Now, Let me give you another illustration. I play in a basketball team. I play in teammates, you know. I have teammates. Yung mga teammates ko, may makunat, may mainit ang ulo, merong buhaya. Alam mo yun? Yung buhay, yung talagang naglaro lang may sariling mundo. Sige, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Yung mga ganun eh. So, because I know them, I am able to relate with them in such a way as to create a good team. It's the same way in knowing God's will. It is in a relationship. It is in a partnership. One cannot simply know God's will apart from God wanting to be known. One cannot, God will also, you know, even if, you know, they are noble-hearted, God will, if God chooses not to reveal it to a person, you know, many people have read the Bible cover to cover, mga 50 times, but they don't have a relationship with God. Let me tell you, we can name, you know, people who go to seminary school. Pagkatapos ng 4 years sa seminary, pag-uwi nila, pag tinignan mo yung buhay nila, hindi pa rin sila Kristiyano. It's not about external things. It's about a relationship with God. Let me start. God's will. Sabi niya, you will test and approve what God's will is. God's will is good. Because God is a good God. We're talking about God's moral will, the goodness of God. Do you believe that God is good? Until you believe that God is a good God, you will not see His will to be a good will, and you wouldn't want to live for Him. God is a good God. He has precepts, He has laws, and these laws help us, you know, guide us. If you don't believe that God is good, let me read this whole psalm for you, just to make a point. Psalm 103. It says, I praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Actually, kinakanta to, parang yung kanina, no? You are a great God. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. It says there, He forgives all, what? Our sins and all, heals all our diseases. You know, if you are in a place where there's sin in your life and you don't understand what it is to be forgiven, we're going to give you an opportunity to receive that forgiveness. But know this, that God is a forgiving God. God is a healing God. You know, the Bible says, forget not all His benefits. To live in the will of God is to understand that God's will is, you know, out of His benevolence. He is a good God. He says He redeems our life from the pit. How many times did He rescue us? From the pits of hell, when we were so low, when we were brokenhearted, nung binasted tayo once, twice, three times, buhay ang Panginoon. Okay? Parang yung mga single na guys. Huh? There is life. Okay? From the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, whether you had many or you didn't have much, there was a satisfaction that God brought into your life. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways, His deeds to the people. Next slide. In verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. We need to see God this way. If you cannot see God, if you think God is, you know, just this lightning God waiting for you to make a mistake, boom, patay ka na. Minsan ganun yung isip natin, isang grandfather. Sergeant Major, you know, my lolo, grabe. World War II veteran, okay? He is only 4 feet 11. Hindi, actually, 5 feet na siya. Okay? Ayaw niya lang i-claim. Okay, so, but he was a Sergeant Major in the Philam Army. And let me tell you, kung siya yung daddy mo, tapos makita ka ng naghihintay talaga, pinapanood ko hanggang maubos mo yung pagkain mo, hanggang sa pagtulog mo. Mula sa pagising mo, hanggang sa pagtulog mo. Pero lumambot na siya kasi nakilala niya si Lord. Eh, hallelujah. Okay? You know what? That was how I grew up. You know, sometimes we think God is a grandfather like that, a sergeant major, very strict, always waiting for us to make a mistake. You know what? The Lord is also compassionate. He's gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger. Okay, kung sa tingin nyo galit palagi si Lord, hindi po. Yung preacher lang, minsan, mga kami, minsan para kaming galit, ano? Hindi po kami galit. Okay, so, verse 9. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. I want to tell you, God is good. It's not just a song. God is really good. He loves you and me. If you can feel, you know, heaven and earth, the distance between that with love, that's how much God loves you. God is a loving God. Matthew chapter 19, you know, a story of a man coming up to Jesus Christ. Lord, what must I do to receive eternal life? What good work should I do? What good thing must I do to get eternal life? Sabi ni Jesus, okay, why do you ask me about what is good? Huh? There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Okay, wala naman talagang good sa atin eh. All of us have fallen short of the measure and the standard of God. And sabi nung man, Lord, nagawa ko na lahat yun eh. Do not murder, do not steal. Nagawa ko na lahat yun. In verse 19. Okay, sinabi ni Jesus yung commandments. Tapos verse 20, sabi nung lalaki, nagawa ko na yun, Lord. Simula pa noon. What do I still lack? No, talaga naman. Sabi ni Jesus, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor. Nakita na ni Jesus, ito yung weak spot, kumbaga. Ito yung blind side. You know, all of us has a weak spot. And the Bible says, this man went away, could not follow the will of God because his heart was bound up in the things of the world. I'm not talking about you giving your everything you have to the poor and selling it. It's a matter of where does your devotion lie? Who commands your life? Your work? You ask yourself, why do you work? Kasi kailangan ko mag-provide. Is that the one commanding your life? Is that the one commanding the decisions that you make in your life? Your work? Or the financial situation? If God said go there and you didn't have the resources, will you change? You know, if it's so clear to you that God called you to go someplace and move your family despite the circumstances, despite the lack that you might have, would you still follow the will of God? Let me tell you, you will find out if you are living in the will of God. It will be tested. But we need to trust that God is a good God. God's will is also, number two, pleasing. God's will is pleasing, not by our standards. Kasi pag sinabi natin pleasing, yung standards natin eh. Meron tayong sariling standard ng, oh, Lord, ito, pleasing to, okay to, Lord. Okay? But we need to understand, you know, God is the author of pleasure. Minsan kasi pag sinabi natin pleasure, may negative ka agad eh. Alam nyo ba na si God marunong mag-delight? Alam nyo ba si God na pi-please din? The Bible says in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6, it says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you have faith, if you're living by faith in Christ, there is the pleasure of God on you. Every time you are here, you know, I want to commend you for just going here. Napakainit, no? Ngayon sa Maynila, you could have just stayed in an aircon, you know, wherever, you know, you could have gone somewhere else, but you took the time to be here. I want to encourage you. God is pleased with your faith. You're coming here and just lifting up your hands and lifting up your voice to God. Listen to me. God is pleased with that faith. Talking to somebody you do not know, it takes faith. Diba? Sabi ni God, you know, to seek Him, to believe that He exists, He will reward those who earnestly seek Him. Psalm 16 verse 11 says this, okay, God is a pleasurable God. He says, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Minsan kasi pag God's will, alam natin, naku, maghihirap ka dyan. Naku, malulungkot ka dyan. Okay, hindi ka matutuwa. Killjoy si God. Yun yung idea natin. We need to destroy that in our minds right now. You know, I realize that my joy, yung mga party-party nun, panandalian lang. But God had given us joy and eternal pleasures at His right hand. Sinecure niya na yun. In fact, living today, I can tell you, you know, we have forgotten, me and my friends who have continued to follow God. Dati marami kami, ngayon kukunti na lang kami. As we follow God, we realize it's really a joyful thing to be with the Lord and to celebrate and build a family. Dati mga payat pa kami, tumaba na kami, nag-asawa kami, nagkaroon kami ng mga anak. Let me tell you, there's nothing like living in the presence of God. There's nothing like having Him beside you, hearing His voice. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, ano ba yung mga pleasures sa mga tao ngayon? Milk tea, di ba? University, you know, serenity, okay? Lahat na lang may tea, okay? Spa or massage, di ba? Gusto niyo ba nagpapamasahe? Okay, wag pag masakit yung likod, ha? O basta yung ano lang, relax lang na mo, di ba? Ang sarap, no? Wow! You know, alam ni Lord yung pleasure. Binigyan niya tayo ng katawan para ma-experience yung pleasure. How about buffet? Okay? Merig ba kayo sa buffet? Sa kayo nagbo-buffet? Sa mom, ano, sa dads, saka sa Kabalin? Hindi. Yakimix? Okay. Viking? Huh? Panalo yun, ano? Viking. Buffet. Smorgasbord.
Ang daming food.
I want to tell you, God knows these things. He delights in you enjoying life. Hindi siya puro hirap. Alam niyo yun? Trabaho tayo. Siyempre, mahirap ang pagtatrabaho. Pero gusto niya, ma-enjoy mo naman yung trabaho mo. Ang isang Kristiyano nagtatrabaho, may reward yun. Hard work. Okay, but God wants us to enjoy. Just to prove that point, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Okay, it says, be joyful always. Next slide. Okay, pray continually. I think it's not here. Okay, it's the wrong verse. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Can you put that up? Okay, command those who are rich in this present world not to put their hope in their wealth, which is uncertain. Put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our... Wow! Nakita niyo ba si God ganun? Marunong mag-enjoy si God. Nag-e-enjoy si God pag nag-worship ka. Nag-e-enjoy si God pag nagtuturo ka ng salita ng Diyos sa ibang tao. Nag-e-enjoy si God kapag ka napopromote ka. He is looking for a way to bless every single one of you. You know, I watch my son. He will sleep. He will drink milk. And I'm looking for a way to bless him. Kanina may mga tinago kami na mga toys. Okay, meron kasing gusto yung Avengers, no? Pero hindi pa namin binibigay. Surprise namin siya. Kung ako na makasalanan, na tao, let me tell you, nakakapag-isip ako ng way para mambless ng anak. Yung Panginoong Ama natin, gustong-gusto ka niya i-bless. Pag na-promote ka, siya yung pangunahing tao nagre-rejoice. Kapag nag-breakthrough ka sa mga relationship mo, okay, sa pamilya mo, pag nagkaigihin kayo ng mag-asawa, I wanna tell you, he is rejoicing. He's telling you, son, galing mo, you're the man. You gotta see this God. He's a very personal God. And God's will is pleasing because He's the author of pleasure. Hindi yung mundo ang author ng pleasure. Let me tell you, you singles, you save yourself for the purposes of God, for the will of God, for the right person. You wanna know why? Because it's not just we enjoy sleep and food and rest and all these things. God wants for you to enjoy your sex life. If you're married and you're not enjoying your sex life, I want to tell you, commit that sex life to God. I want to tell you, God is the author of marriage and God is the author of your sex life. The reason why people don't enjoy their sex life, why? It's because they let the world be the author of their source of pleasures. You look at the internet, nag-i-imagine ka, nagpa-fantasize ka. Let me tell you this, whether you're a man or a woman, it goes both ways. You set your bodies and your affections for the one person that God has given you, and you will enjoy life. I tell you, we go through married couples retreats, and there are people, you know, sometimes they're married many years, but they're not enjoying their sex life. Why? There's a lot of things in there that are competing with the affection, the intimacy. I want for you to know God's will for you is pleasing and perfect. I'm getting ahead of myself. He is the God of pleasure and delight. He wants the best for you. Hindi ka lulugiin ni God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, it is God's will for you to be sanctified. You know, not indulging in sexual immorality. Don't be like the world. You don't need those things. God's pleasure is the best. Amen? God's will finally is perfect. Because He is a sovereign God. Because He is a God who sees all things, who knows all things, even before they come up. God's will is perfect because He is a perfect God. I can't remember the last time I had perfect scores. Parang never. Nalala ko nung high school. Oy, yung grading system kasi namin noon, percent. Yung nauuno ko lang palagi, PE. Ha? Mabuhay yung mga PE students. Yun lang yung pambawi ng grade eh. PE. But whether your situation is perfect or not, God is perfect. He is flawless. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. Understand that He is the rock. He is stable. You can count on Him. He is perfectly faithful, perfectly honest. He is perfect in His loving. He is perfect in His judgment. He will not make a mistake. If you put your hope in people, you will be disappointed. But if you put your faith in God, let me tell you, all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is this God. Why will you live for the will of God? Because you understand that God is perfect. Na hindi sasabla yung Panginoon. Sabi niya sa word niya, those who hope in God will never be dismayed. You may not have the answers to your prayers at that moment. He may not answer you the way you ask Him to. But let me tell you, in the ultimate plan of God's life, as you know Him, as you reveal, He reveals Himself to you. Let me tell you, in the end, you will rejoice. That much I am sure. And if you're in that place of difficulty and you're asking God, bakit ganito? Sabi mo, ganito yung will mo. Lord, nag-obey naman ako. Let me tell you, hindi pa tapos si God sa buhay mo. The very fact that you are here breathing and alive, there is still tomorrow and tomorrow after that. Let me tell you, wait on God because God's will is revealed over time. You cannot, God reserves the right to reveal His will to you just a moment or a little thing, a little detail at a time. We cannot grasp the fullness of the will of God. And people will ask, Lord, bakit Lord, if God is a good God, bakit may suffering, bakit may mga ganito? Let me tell you, when people in the world sin and kill one another, yes, God sees that. But who is to say if they will have a better life after this? Who is to say if God had a better plan for them? All we can see is now and here, but God sees eternity. And we cannot see that. It is one thing for God to be sovereign and say He has both right to rule and power to rule. And this is where we're going to talk about this next week. In the will of God, in the sovereign will of God, He has given us the opportunity to make choices. God has His choices. But the choices that we make are all within those choices. He can come in and disrupt your choices anytime, or He can just let you go. Because in the end, kaya niya pa rin baliktarin yung ginagawa natin. Lahat ng kasamaan sa mundo, kaya niya baliktarin in a single instant. He can just come back and turn with just one word from His mouth and turn everything for His favor, just like that. Do you know who God is? Do you know Him as a good God? Do you know that He is a God of pleasure, of delight? Do you know that He is a perfect God? As we end, you know, I realized, you know, as we're studying this word, the three words that were used in Romans chapter 12 was good, pleasing, and perfect. God's will, good, pleasing, and perfect. And these words were actually borrowed from Leviticus 22 in the old Hebrew. I don't need to mention those words. It's interesting. In Leviticus 22, verse 90 to 25, he was actually describing the kind of animal sacrifices that God was, you know, pleased with. He was describing, gusto ko yung i-offer nyo, perfect. Gusto ko yung i-offer nyo, good animal. Walang depekto, spotless, no blemish. Sabi niya, this is the kind of sacrifice that I am pleased with. God delights that you and I live in His will. But He will not force His will on you. And at this time, and in this season that we are in, you have a choice whether to obey His will or not. I remember when I was courting my wife, isa sa mga tinatanong ko, Lord, bakit naman siya oo sa akin? I just ask, I mean, sinabi ko, bakit siya oo sa akin? And I am still meditating upon it now, 3 years into the marriage. The kind of surrender that my wife had to give when she decided to marry me. I realized she also had a career. She also had plans. She also had dreams. She also, you know, wanted to be somebody someday and do certain things. But she left that and chose to just trust that the God that I was following is the same. We're hearing from the same. And she just married me. And now the decision making is upon me. And I had won her by the life that, you know, there were times na parang ayaw niya na, gusto niya na ako i-break kasi hindi ako reliable, hindi ako faithful, hindi ako onta, palagi akong late sa date, palaging may mga ministry, mga kompetensya sa love life, you know. There were times and I had to work on that. But ultimately, her devotion was won. It was just actually by the favor of God, not by the things I did. Because if I were her, for me, maybe no. I'll just say no. You know, it's the same way with God. When it was alluding to the kind of life that was pleasing to God. None of us are good. None of us go out of our homes and Lord, you know, yung talagang every second, every moment of your life, Lord, anong will mo ngayon? Ah, we're not always like that. We're not always on the lookout for, Lord, what pleases you today? Maybe some of us are sanctified to a certain extent that yes, we are living in the will of God on a more consistent basis. But for the most part, we didn't start off like that. We're not perfect. We're not good people. We're not God-seeking people. But you know what God does? In the big plan of God, can you imagine this? How vast, sa dinami-daming milyong-milyong tao sa buong mundo. The plan of God was, the will of God was to find you. Every single one of you. He knows you by name. He was waiting for the time that you would hear Him and respond to Him. And today, I want for you to know that He is the same God that brought, you know, si David, isang nobody from a sheep pen, made him a king. God chooses people who had no name, people who were not really special, not really good, not really seeking His will. And in His graciousness, give His gift, Jesus Christ, and say, "This one, I am pleased with." Do you know this God? Will you accept His will? You see, Christ is the embodiment of God's will. He is the Lamb that was perfect, that was good, that was pleasing to God. And if we are to live in the will of God, it starts with that, a relationship with God. Nothing else. Nothing more. Nothing less.